Styles, 808, but no heartbreaks. You're on fire. You'll remember when Kanye put out that. I do miss the old Kanye. And I know he wrote a song about that, and he was right. Okay, so 808 on 5 Breakfast. It is time for us to have an interview and a conversation with a director who's made something quite wonderful. I want to play you a little bit of this, but before, let me tell you what this is about. There is a new movie that is the opening night film at the Massive Encounters Film Festival, one of South Africa's most famous film festivals. It takes place actually from this Thursday in Johannesburg and Cape Town, and I'm so excited because the opening night film is called Music Is My Life. Joseph Shabalala and Ladysmith Black Mambazo. So you may or may not know this, but Ladysmith Black Mambazo has been around for, I think, nearly half a century now. I think it started in the late 60s, early 70s. This incredible singing group that evolves over time and gets new members and old members then move on or move out of the performance group. But it's an iconic world international performance group. It is maybe most internationally famous for that extraordinary Graceland album that broke a cultural boycott, that was banned in South Africa, and still like won international music awards with Paul Simon in the early 90s. And Ladysmith Black Mambazo is still making incredible music today. You've heard them with Jeremy Loops on This Town on 5FM this year. They're making extraordinary music as they get more and more new generations of wonderful vocalists. But just a few years ago, unfortunately, one of the most extraordinary vocalists in Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Joseph Shabalala, passed away. But not before the director of the documentary Music Is My Life, Mpumi Mbele, created this documentary about the extraordinary life of Joseph Shabalala within Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Let me give you a quick taste, and then we're going to speak to the director, Mpumi Mbele, themselves.
I used to find a choir. When I was sleeping at night, and I joined them.
I thought he was just jet lagged. I didn't know he was dreaming all these incredible things.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo picking up their 5th Grammy Award.
It was the perfect storm.
To respect music, you respect your life.
Yo, that's just a snippet, and I've got goosebumps all over my body in places I didn't know I could get them. Good morning to director of Music Is My Life, Mpumi Mbele. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the radio. How are you?
I'm good. You just get goosebumps at places you don't know.
Yes, places where I've never had goosebumps before, Mpumi, but I'll tell you off air what places those were because I don't want to get in trouble on air. Thank you so much for joining us. What an incredible film. I mean, you must be so excited for the Encounters opening night, but tell me about the making of this film, because I can sense that it was probably an enormous burden that you felt very serious about handling with care, because the life of Joseph Shabalala and the story of Ladysmith Black Mambazo is a South African story that is also the world story. It must have been a very heavy thing to do.
Definitely. I mean, even till to this day, I'm still not sure if I did justice to it, just because of the icon that he was. And not just the South African icon, you know. I mean, he's been given keys in Chicago, L.A. He's basically like a global citizen. When you talk of like global citizens,
wow.
He's like probably one of the first global citizens with the likes of Brahim Masekela and them. And wow. I mean, he lived most of his life abroad. Till to this day, the band, they probably one of the highest booked South African acts apart from like the commercial guys.
Sure.
I mean, they booked like 2 years in advance, a year in advance before COVID, when I started engaging with the family, because this has been like a 5-year process.
Wow.
Just like developing the film and years of personal journey, just wanting to do the film. So, yeah, so you feel like you owe it to so many people.
Yes.
Even like you wake up and you think, did I just do justice to this? And totally. Also because there's so much, there's so many different angles to actually approach the story. You know,
sure.
I mean, he collaborated with Paul Simon. He worked with Dolly Parton, Stevie Wonder, and so many people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a heavy burden indeed.
And it does feel a little bit like the story of Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Joseph Shabalala is a story of South Africa entering, surviving apartheid, and then coming out of it. I mean, he was born in 1940 in Ladysmith, a full 8 years before apartheid formally began. And his journey as Ladysmith Black Mambazo was a very defiant journey against the apartheid system. Tell me a little bit about what viewers can expect when they see this film. You mentioned so many different angles were available. What can they expect?
Well, I mean, the final decision to approach it was to look at his personal journey, his personal story, less of what the world knows of him, less of what we think we know of him. Yeah. I got like just an amazing opportunity to be let into his life by his current wife and the kids that are also part of Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Sure.
They opened the doors and I then ended up accessing so much archive that, you know, I didn't even know at the beginning when I was drafting the film, the treatments. So now we get to understand him as a person, as a father, sure, as a man, as a black man during apartheid, as a father that was like really trying to build this legacy for his kids. And that's one thing that just was, he was worried about till his last days, that will this legacy be able to continue if he's gone, you know. I remember when I visited him at his house when he could not talk anymore, or he was just not okay, you know. It was literally his last days, but he still could be able to sing, you know. This music thing, for the first time, you know, I started believing that there are people that are given this thing, you know. And I mean, this is the man that did not have any major formal education,
sure,
but I mean, he composed over like maybe 1,000 songs, and I mean, he released 60 albums, and he has, so it's just insane, you know. And this thing, it was with him all the time, you know. He just constantly recorded himself. So I hope the audience get to see him, not the Joseph Shabalala of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, or the big icon with Paul Simon and Stevie Wonder, but they get to see him, the person, you know, and what was going through his mind, because like music was like basically an outlet for what was going inside him.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I absolutely cannot wait to see Music Is My Life, Joseph Shabalala and Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I mean, you can see it as soon as Thursday. It's the opening night film of the very famous Encounters Film Festival in Cape Town and Johannesburg. Mpumi Mbele, it's been such a pleasure, just because, you know, it's such a delicate story. I'd love to know a little bit about your journey as a filmmaker so that listeners have a bit of an idea of who was the creative director of this film.
I studied in commercials in my background. I mean, music videos, basically.
Okay.
I went to the AFTA, New York Film Academy, and all those other institutions that make it sound like it's amazing.
Yes.
and then, yeah, then after that, I moved into directing TV commercials, and then also then moved into advertising as a strategist. So I doubled that up, and then from there, directed a couple of TV series now and again. And then with the frustration just of doing commercials, I then got tired, and I was like, I really want to tell like stories, you know, stories that matter. And that's where then the project started building up with Joseph Shabalala.
Wow, what a story. Well, Mpumi, such a pleasure to meet you over the radio and have you on the show. Can't wait to see the film Music Is My Life, Joseph Shabalala and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, one of the crucial and iconic stories for all of South Africa and for the world. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with opening night.
Thank you. The Encounters said I should say this. People need to go to Cinemax on the 2nd of July,
in
Kilani at 7:30, and then Bioscope the 29th of June, 70 Rand at 6 p.m. Yeah.
Okay, if you're a Joburg side. Thank you so much, Mpumi. We really appreciate you, man. Best of luck.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.